All right, we're back.
You know what's coming. I know you know what's coming. Tuned in to Thursdays. You know what's coming. It's Janet. Then it's Kathy Dickman from Jankabazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. We haven't had a chance to talk since the New Year, so happy 2026.
Happy New Year.
All right. You fired up for the 2026 zoo season?
Absolutely.
All right.
Our membership letters are going out soon, so they'll be getting their renewals, and if you don't need to wait for that, if you guys want to go online or stop in. But also, first-time members, you think, well, I'm not going to get a letter. I'm not on that mailing list. Give us a shout. We'll send it out to you. Or, again, stop in. A lot of people do wait for their memberships for their first visit, and that's perfectly acceptable, too. They can, you know, do it at the zoo. But we also have Hop Into Spring coming in
March. That's right. I was racking my brains going, okay,
yeah,
what's happening? Because you never slow down, even in the winter.
Right.
No. No, you don't.
And that's in March. So you'll be hearing more about that. But that's held on a Saturday in March, the third Saturday in March. And it's I think it's the day after the first day of spring. Something. No, I'm getting this wrong. Anyway, it's in March.
Okay, it's in March. We know that. That's established.
Yeah, it's in March. And last year, it was very inclement weather. So we actually did cancel it last year, which is the first time. So
that's right.
But come on down, and that's where the chicks and ducks are. But we'll be talking more about that. We've got a little time.
Okay.
Because coming up, in February, of course. Well, first of all, January. Enjoy this nice day, I guess. Because,
beautiful today, yeah.
Yeah, and then after that.
Won't stick around long. No.
There's so much cold weather that we have in the zookeeper area in the Jensen Center. It's actually in the animal prep kitchen. We have a basket, and any day, I made this game. Well, game is just like, it's a thing. Any day that it's below 0 degrees and they're coming into work, it's their shift, their name goes into the basket for a prize we're going to draw in the spring. So
just a little bit.
I mean, it's not
like
an incentive.
Like mittens or electric socks or stuff like that.
It's not an incentive because they come to work anyway.
Right.
But something a little
just
bit.
Just have fun with
to
it.
To say, hey, thank you, because, you know, it's brutal out there these days. So that's fun. But in February, first week in February is going to be very big. We got Groundhog's Day. And you know that we're going to do something fun with that.
You always do.
We're not going to give it away.
You always do.
So tune in to Facebook that day to see who's going to be seeing or not seeing their shadow. It's always a surprise species.
You and I have had fun with that whole concept,
you know,
too, in the past.
We have. But. We've done the bison.
Yeah.
We've done tail.
Tail, yes. Now I remember.
Oh my gosh, we thought he'd poke his head outside a little bit, and he was like, boom, full outside in the snow, looking at him, it's like, what? And then, of course, that same week, we're going to be doing Tal's football, or his...
The Super Bowl pick.
That same week. So a lot of fun things coming up. That one is going to be more of a... those are two posting ones, but still fun with the zoo. We have had a lot of response this week. We lost one of our favorite animals, and that is Donkey the Donkey.
Oh, man. Donkey. Here I'm talking about Eeyore.
Well, that's why this is a good fit.
Okay.
Because Donkey brought a lot of joy to people.
It really
did.
Maybe
not the millions that Eeyore has, but for sure tens of thousands. And he was born in 2001, so that's when Shrek came out. So Donkey.
Donkey.
He was born in St. John, North Dakota. He was purchased by Pat and Kim Schmaltz. There's a name you'll know, the Schmaltz name, who lived on a farm outside of Gardner. And so I lived in the country. Then they moved to Fargo, and you can't really take a donkey into Fargo city limits. So he came to Chihinkapa, and he became a favorite. Now, why is he different than the other donkeys at the zoo? Where does he reside? Not in the petting zoo. The camels.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roseanne lost her mate in 2011. She was by herself. Roseanne is our female camel. Donkey was moved over to keep her company.
How'd that work?
Very well.
Good.
And they became just symbiotic match and friendship. And so that was really a good. And then we brought in Thomas the camel. And after he acclimated, Donkey decided all of a sudden he was going to have these, you know, amorous feelings for the female to show that he was the stud in there.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but
it was funny.
I'm glad you traipsed into that minefield.
It didn't go very far. Everybody, he would like try to fight fight Thomas the camel, and he'd run and hit him, and then he'd lay there, and then everybody would look at him, including us, going, what are you doing? Stop it. So then the three of them became best friends.
Okay.
And then later on, Thomas passed, and so Donkey's been here a long time. And
okay. Then, I didn't know there was a 50 Shades of Donkey in here, though, but...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, Bill.
Stop right?
it.
Sorry.
Okay. No, there we go. We're going to get more views now. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good. So then we have Manny.
Manny.
Manny, who was donated by Jeff and Maxine Linen. And they actually did one of our first ones, sponsored one of our first donkey, our first camels. So Manny the camel came in. Everything went smoothly again. Oh, in the meantime, when Roseanne got her new mate back then, we took Donkey and we put him back in the petting zoo because now he could live back with donkeys. And he just bellered across the zoo. She bellered across the zoo. And he actually got physically sick.
See?
So we put him back in with them. And again, he enjoyed his whole life until... recently, we did lose Donkey.
Is that the typical lifespan for a donkey, or right about that?
In the 20s, yeah. Okay. He born in 2001, so yeah. Mm-hmm. He was. I mean, you know, there's record donkeys that are up there probably, 30-some years. Look at Minwe, the miniature horse.
Yeah.
She will be there forever. He lived a very good life.
Yeah, he did, and he was Randy for camels. I love it. You brought it up.
I kind of did. I wasn't going to go there. Yeah. But more importantly, he was a companion, a friend to the camels and vice versa. And the day before, he passed away a week ago today. And the day before, Bruce Fingerson, he's our in-house photographer because he's there. And he's everybody takes great pictures at the zoo. The keepers are in great positions to do that as well. But Bruce was over there and took a picture of him and took a picture of he and Manny in the shelter there. And so those are posted on Facebook. That was the day before he passed. And it's just a beautiful picture of him. And people have responded with comments about people we haven't heard from in a long time that no longer live here, saw the Facebook posts and commented the first time they met Donkey and things like that. So
you think God has a zoo where all of your animals are?
Absolutely.
You believe that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to get you all emotional, but
absolutely.
You and I have talked about the circle of life down there,
how
it comes and goes and you, your staff, everybody's got to be kind of equipped to deal with that. I don't know how you do it. But.
Knowing the joy that they bring to people, and it is hard to lose an animal, no matter if they're older and they have, just good memories. Sometimes the tears are memories, good memories. And we've had some joyfulness.
You really have.
We've had a lot. And one of those recent ones was Klaus, the new cougar, who you know how it goes down there. You bring them in, they quarantine, then they acclimate. And so it's a long period before you can put them together. You do more fecals, you do more whatever testing, just to make sure we're all healthy and good when we bring a new animal in. And so Klaus, I'm talking about mountain lions, not cougars. Klaus and Charlie got together. And we were put on exhibit, and we were all gathered around to see this.
How'd that go?
Very well. We're always safeguarding to make sure there's not going to be, something. So we had keepers surrounding that area, and we were all viewing. He came out, licked each other on the face, and kind of, if they had arms, they would have hugged. But just purred, and just, it was glorious. And so probably one or two spats in between, but they're going to do they're
growing
gonna,
pins.
They're going to do that anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's gorgeous, so I can't wait for people to come down. If you want to do a winter tour, just give us a call and we'll tell you. It's not posted yet, but we do have winter tour rates. So if you want to bring a group down, just let us know. And but he's beautiful. She's beautiful, and she lost her sister. Mm.
That was sad.
And so she's been alone. And so this has been just a joyous.
I love that. I love hearing that.
Yeah, lots of really good things happening.
Good things happening at the zoo.
Always good things happening at the zoo. So, and we still getting gifts in from the giving tree, from people plucking those off. And you can always just go to our site and see our list, or just think, hey, maybe you would like this. Give us a call. And doesn't have to be something elaborate, but we've gotten some pretty cool stuff coming in. So thank you, everybody. And we're posting some of those enrichment pictures as well.
It could be a great season. down there in 2026, Jenk Bazoo. Mm-hmm. Morning Zoo with Kathy Dickman. We do this every Thursday here in the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Got a cloudy sky, 17 degrees, Thursday, January 15th. Quinton Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. Nominating committee has chosen three finalists for a vacancy on the State Board of Higher Education. Vacancy was created after Governor Kelly Armstrong appointed Levi Bachmeyer to be the state superintendent of public instruction. Committee chose Michelle Comer of Fargo, former state commerce and labor commissioner, former director of Job Service North Dakota, Stan Schauer of Bismarck, the director of assessments for the Department of Public Instruction, and Dan Scher of Bismarck, the business and operations manager for the Bismarck School District. One candidate who was rejected was Karma Hansen of Grand Forks, who worked for Armstrong's campaign for governor. Bachmeyer chairs the nominating committee, says everyone thought Hansen was qualified but worried about the political connection. The new board member will begin serving immediately after the governor's appointment, but his pick must eventually be confirmed by the North Dakota Senate to allow him or her to continue. KBMW News is brought to you by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
The Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent who fatally shot Renee Goodley.